Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Are you the only one, Bacha?
Yes.
Am
I
Bacha
today? Am I Bacha or today? Am I Bacha today or Hana?
No, I was just doing something with that name in front of me, so I apologize. You're
well,
Hana.
That's okay. From time to time, you slip, and it makes me... I mean, I still like the name, so, and I do sometimes identify with it, you know, because of, well, because of a lot of things.
Understand. So, do you want to go?
Martha.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So,
yesterday.
Yesterday we had.
Oh, here it goes. No, the time.
I don't know if we should wait for her to come back or not.
I'm on. Tony picked it
up. Okay.
He's sick, and it's my daughter, so I'm sure she's checking on him.
Okay. So my question is, does anybody have any questions from the last verse from yesterday? And if not, we'll just go on to section 8, Pasuk 41, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutsha b'rechu ishkin tebid hilu urchimu 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 urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhei bovavhei b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanenehu. Ve'es racha l'goy gadol ha'e birkata ada. Va'avarechacha tirein v'yaged chatla temecha telat v'haye racha arba v'yavarka mevaracha echa kamesh umkalecha aor Sheet the need rechu becha. Kol mishpechot ha'adama ha'sheva kevan. Beit barkum beilein sheva birkan ma'ketiv. Beyelech avram kasher dibar elav. Adonai Elohe Wahe Lenachata Lahai Alma Kimadei Pachda. The translation. There are seven blessings that appear in this passage. One, and I will make of you a great nation. Two, and I will bless you. Three, and make your name great. Four, and you shall be a blessing. Five, and I will bless them that bless you. Six, and curse him that curses you. And seven, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. And after he received these seven blessings, it is written, so Avram departed, as Hashem had spoken to him. This means that he went down to the world as he was commanded to do. My commentary. This is an amazing revelation to me. This list of blessings was said to the soul of Avram while in heaven. This is where we learn that the soul sees the life it will lead in the physical world prior to coming into its mother's womb and the physical body. questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I thought the same thing. That even though it was verses from Torah, it was evident that it was talking about the soul coming down for Abraham. Two things, because of the title Sitra Torah saying concealed, and also because of Rabbi Ashlag's capital letters, you know, that said this means that he went down to the world. So that helped us see that it was the soul, the journey of the soul of Abraham from the spiritual world to the physical world.
Correct.
Randall.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we are in the process of discussing Pasuk 41.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Martha.
So, I understand that the soul knows coming from the other world, that it knows what it's going to be, that it knows what the future holds. When we enter the lower world, into birth and into the mother's womb, we tend not to remember any of that. My question is, does it take an event, God, that Hashem is waiting for an event, like the event for Abraham is that he smashed the idols, and at that point, then Hashem instructs him to move from his father, move from his land, and go to a place that he will instruct them to go. So, comparing that into our lives, my bottom line question is, does it take an event for us to realize that that spark needs to be fueled to move on?
Well,
it's a very bad connection. I couldn't understand anything she said.
Try asking again, Malka, because it was difficult for me to understand as well.
Okay. All right. One second.
Can you hear me better?
Oh,
much
yes.
Better.
Okay. My question is that the soul knows what his journey, his or her journey is while it's up in the Garden of Eden. So, but when we enter the world through the mother's womb, we tend to not remember those, that journey that we have to take.
Correct.
So my question is, does it have to take an event, an action, for us to have that spark fueled, like Abraham's action was, he destroyed the idols of his fathers. And then after that, Hashem instructed him that he needed to leave his father's place or his homeland. So my question is, does it take an event for us to realize what we were told in the upper heavens in Garden of Eden to say, oh, I kind of feel like there's something I feel like that I need to move on? Does it have to take an action to do that?
Do you remember our discussions of feminine waters?
Mm-hmm.
That there is something that Hashem wants to reveal, but in order to reveal it, there must be an action from a human down below.
Right.
So that is the answer to the question.
Okay.
Yes, it takes an action. But it doesn't start with the action. The action is solicited by Hashem.
Right. Right. It comes from him, absolutely. And it, you know, we all have different ages that we come to that point in our life where it's time to move. I know I was in my early 50s when it happened to me. And Abraham was, what, 75? Was he 75?
75 when he left Haran.
Right. Or in his 70s, okay.
Should I go on to verse 42?
Well, I'm trying to think of how to put something. I always felt like, because Hashem gave us free will, that before we came to the world, the physical world, that we stood in front of him and he told us, or he gave us the opportunity to accept going back to the physical world and explain to us everything that was going to happen and the blessings and also maybe the challenge, not maybe, but the challenges as well, and that we accepted it. I never felt like we were sent without our permission. And when I kind of had that realization, then when the challenging times came, then that sort of gave me encouragement that Hashem had told me about it, and, you know, in the upper world. And so that sort of gives you an extra strength, an extra, I guess, journey to the dive, to certainty that you're going to come through whatever it is that's the challenge. Anyway, it was always a positive thing to me, learning that Hashem speaks to us, or that our
that he showed you your way to
God,
and that you agreed to come down. So,
yeah,
it's easy to be happy with the chaos in your life, knowing that one, you caused it, and two, that it's cleansing. So it's always beneficial.
Yeah, I always thought, well, okay, I've got the choice to be bitter or better.
Correct. Pasuk 42.
You have to be reminded of that at every challenge, you know, so it doesn't just come automatically sometimes. Okay, I'm fine.
As you grow your certainty, the certainty brings that automatic response.
Mm-hmm.
Pasuk 42. Miyad v'yeleh itolot. Daihu nechash ve'id le'itya ve'id le'itya alma be'gineya ve'ihu kaim le'pincha le'asta le'gufa ve'latiko nishmata O Kana de eat pot that Adia Avril Allah Sahai Alma Yudgimel Shanin the Hamid Racer Shanin Uaila Nishmata Itarat L'mifla Uchana L'it Bekudat Ahidikti V'Aviram Ben Chamesh Shanim V'Shivam Shana Sheva V'Chamesh Paresir Inun. translation. Immediately, Lot went with him. This is the serpent that was cursed and caused the world to be cursed. The scriptures call the serpent by the name Lot, because Lot means a curse in Aramaic. The serpent was cursed and brought curses on the world, so he accompanies the soul during its stay in this world, and the serpent stands at the opening in order to mislead the body. As it is written, sin crouches at the door. And this is why the soul will not start fulfilling its mission, the mission it was commanded to perform, until it has completed 13 years in the world. Because the 12th year onward, the soul is aroused to fulfill its task. Therefore, it is written, and Abram was 75 years old. 70 in reduced numerical value equals 7, and 7 and 5 equals 12. Then the soul leaves Haran, which is the Klipot, and is aroused to serve Hashem and fulfill its allotted task. My commentary. Learn this well. Your Yetzer Hara, evil inclination, comes into the body when the birth takes place. It is not until the 13th year, which occurs the day after the 12th birthday, that the Yetzer HaTov comes into the body. And then it is not always true for every person. Only those who have corrected in their nefesh completely while in their childhood. That is what is hinted in this pasuk. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I just never associated those metaphors. So that was kind of a revelation there about the name Lot. And it was easy to see Abraham's metaphors, but Haran Haran wasn't too hard, but I just didn't associate Lot with that. So
once I read this pasuk, and then all of a sudden, you know, I started remembering the story about how the shepherds of Abraham and Lot were arguing, and Lot had to separate. And that was when Isaac was born. Essentially, Abraham had reached his correction. It wasn't complete because the binding takes place after that. But essentially, by sending Lot away, Abraham was separating his evil inclination from himself, which indicates that we have that capability as well. And that is the meaning of a tzaddik, a righteous person, someone who has separated out his evil inclination. A very powerful teaching. Pasuk 43. Nishmata b'hai alma da'idehi ayatya machameshanim ve'inun tach perfarstei ilana dechaye v'shivam shena da'ihu ahu ilana Atma Amash Daihu Shabia Aladargin Vishivim Shana Atak Ray. The translation. And then after 12 years, the soul can be seen in this world because it comes from the 5 years, which are the 500 parasangs of the Tree of Life. It is then acknowledged as an offspring of Zerampin, which is called the Tree of Life, which is 500 parasangs walk. And 70 years refers to the same tree, which is the seventh among the grades, namely the Nukva, which is the seventh Sephirah among the seven Sephirot. Pesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod and Malchut. And then the soul is acknowledged as the offspring of Zerampin and the Nukva. My commentary. Learn this well also. Any number of the Torah has many levels of understanding. Avram was 75 when he left Haran, is the words of the Torah. And now we can have heard two different understandings, two levels of ideas which are true. Both. Can you accept that there are 68 other meanings? If not, then the Zohar is not for you, Chas v'Shalom. Know that the Zohar is for every soul living in the physical world, right now. Questions, comments, thoughts? We're about out of time, so I guess nobody has any thoughts on this?
I was rereading it. This time, Rabbi Ashlag's capital letters, it's not making sense to me just yet. But numbers throw me, so I have to go over them a couple of times. Which says, it has been acknowledged as an offspring of Zerampin, okay, I understand that, which is called the Tree of Life, which is 500 parasangs walk. That's a phrase that I don't have any meaning to.
We've mentioned this a few times, when it says about the 500 parasangs and in other places,
right.
It says that there's 500, I forget the term, but there's 500 between the different earth, inner earths. There's a distance between each dimension.
Okay.
The term 500 parasangs is a number, it's a way of creating a border. Of keeping something separate from something else.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts?
No, I just got to consider that what you just said is on the left side of a page. So we'll come back through the pages that we've covered so far. It passed out that little picture.
Essentially, how far can someone walk in 500 years? That's the distance.
Okay.
I'm out of time, so.
Okay.
We'll speak to you later. Shalom to all.
Shalom, everybody.